Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
They don't see that. They don't see what's happening on the other side of it. They're just enjoying the process of watching you squirm and be tormented. And, you know, they're getting a rise out of you because they know then that they still have power over you, that they still have control over you, that you are still in their dominion in some way, that they still have reign over you, that you are still tied to them in some way. And so they withhold things to torment you.
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life.
Five things narcissists withhold to torment you. So one of the things that narcissists love to do is they love to manipulate you. They love to control you. They love to see you squirm. And something that I have often said when it comes to dealing with narcissists is that there's this huge myth out there. People think narcissists just want to win. That myth is totally false. And so when people go to negotiate with narcissists, they go to communicate with narcissists, they go to try to deal with narcissists, they think, I'll just give it to them. I'll just give them what they want and then I'll be free. And then they're in it and they think, why am I not free? Why am I still in this? Why are they still driving me insane? Because the problem is that it isn't just that they want to win. It's not just money. It's not just power. It's not just the optics of it. It's also that they love to manipulate you. They love to see you squirm. They actually literally get a high from seeing you squirm. They actually enjoy that process. So I talk about that there's actually two different forms of narcissistic supply. There's actually what I refer to as diamond level supply, which is how they look to the world. It's what they will protect and defend at any cost. So it's their reputation, it's adulation, it's admiration, it's their impressive friends, it's prestigious careers, it's, you know, all that stuff, how they look to the world, it's respect, you know, that sort of thing. But then there's what I refer to as sort of like the dark underbelly of narcissistic supply. And this is what they don't necessarily always show to the world, but what they really kind of show to their supply source, the people around them, the people closest to them, the people that they're controlling, the people that they're manipulating. And this is what I refer to as coal level supply. So diamond and coal. And this is devaluing people, debasing people, denigrating people, making people squirm. Okay. And so the withholding is one of those sources. That is a way to actually, they literally get off on it. It literally gives them a high. And I kind of liken it as to like that kid who is taking a pin to an earthworm, you know, I kind of picture like that kid in the in the woods when, you know, kind of growing up by the creek, you know, who literally enjoys watching the earthworm kind of squirm or whatever and see what happens. It's almost like an experiment or something. They got, oh, wow, look at that. They literally don't think about the fact that the earthworm might be feeling that or might be having feelings about it or whatever. They don't see that. They don't see what's happening on the other side of it. They're just enjoying the process of watching you squirm and be tormented. And, you know, they're getting a rise out of you because they know then that they still have power over you, that they still have control over you, that you are still in their dominion in some way, that they still have reign over you, that you are still tied to them in some way. And so they withhold things to torment you. So what kinds of things do they withhold from you? So number one, the first thing that you'll start to notice right away that they'll be withholding from you is affection. And why is this one of the first things that you'll notice? Well, because one of the first things that they give to you in such a massive, huge way is affection. So, you know, especially if you are in a romantic relationship, you know, they come off this, you know, where they start with the relationship with a massive amount of affection. It's almost overpowering. The intensity is insane. So, you know, you start off with almost you can't breathe, sweep you off your feet, amounts of affection. And you think that you've met your soulmate and they make you feel like you're the most incredible human being on the planet and they can't get enough of you. You're just getting text messages and emails and they're talking to you all the time and they're telling you how you're just the most incredible person that they've ever met. And it's on and on and on. And they just like they're breathing you in. It's just constant amounts of affection at the beginning. You know, you're planning the rest of your life together and the whole thing. And really, honestly, it's the same way in a business situation too. It's just not the same type of affection, you know, in a business situation, because, you know because I had a business partner who was a narcissist, a covert narcissist. They don't come on with the whole, you're so beautiful, you're amazing, or, you know, whatever. But they start off by saying, wow, you're so smart. You're incredible. You have amazing business contacts. I love all your background. You know, I can bring all this to you. You know, they love bomb you in different ways. Okay. And so, but then what they do is once they lock you in, once they get you to that next level, that withholding comes right away in the form of ghosting. That happens almost immediately. So right away, as soon as they lock you in, all of a sudden you can't get a hold of them. Text messages stop for an entire day or 2 days or whatever. And now when you question them about it, all of a sudden you're needy. All of a sudden you're a hanger-on. All of a sudden you are, what is your problem? I'm working. I had things to do. You know, now they turn on you as if you're the crazy one for even expecting them to be responsive. You know, I've got other things to do other than you. You know, so that withholding of affection starts almost immediately. Almost immediately, they're not telling you all of those wonderful things that that they were saying about you from the beginning. You know, they're not, you know, giving you the compliments. They're not touching you as much as they used to. They're not kissing you back. All of those things almost immediately stop right from the beginning. So I'm not even talking just about communication. I'm talking about all forms of affection. They start to withhold unless they start to realize that you're pulling away, and then they start giving it back again. You know, it's this push, pull, high, low, hot, cold, and then you go through that cycle for the rest of the relationship, frankly. You know, so that's withholding, withholding affection, giving affection, withholding affection, giving affection. So that's number one.
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
With men, you know, they don't like their females to be initiating sex with them. And, you know, they don't like kissing. They don't like that intimacy. They withhold sex to torment their partners.
Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
Are you so ready to shut down that narcissist for good? I totally get it. And my brand new book is now available for pre-sale. Slay the Bully, How to Negotiate with a Narcissist and Win. If you pre-order the book, you get tons of free gifts, including early access to the manuscript, early access to my private launch team. You get my free masterclass and a whole complete workbook. The total value of the free gifts is close to $400. So you just go to slaythebully.com to pre-order the book and then claim all your powerful trainings, your mindset tools, everything for free just by pre-ordering the book. Slaythebully.com to find out more and start learning how to shut down that narcissist for good. Did you know that Americans spend more than 90% of their time indoors, and that in some cases, indoor air can actually be more polluted than outdoor air, and that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths across the world every year? Airborne allergens are the most common allergy triggers, such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold. We are so happy to introduce an air purifier that captured the attention of established media outlets such as CNN, Money, ABC, and more. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens so that your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor is amazing, and it comes with no questions asked, 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctor.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 40% off. You're saving up to 40% off. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
I felt like he should have opened a bank account to fund his own divorce, because, in fact, that lifestyle needed to be paid for. Rather than having me predominantly financing that, I think that the level of betrayal, to wisely neutralize that level of betrayal with resourcing the divorce would have neutralized some of the emotional impact.
And now we return to today's show.
Number two is withholding the truth. They will definitely withhold the truth. And then, you know, they'll say, oh, I didn't lie about that. But they will also not necessarily tell you the truth. They will certainly lie about pretty much everything as well. But they will also not tell you entire truths as well. So what I mean by that is they might give you information about what they did in a weekend, but they just don't put in all of the details. Or they might give you information about, you know, some kind, if it's a work situation, they might give you information about what they want to give you information on, and then they omit details that they just don't want you to have. And then you find out later what they didn't tell you, which is, you know, probably the most critical part, you know, and some, you know, and a lot of times it's to protect themselves, but sometimes it's just to torment you. You know, and one of the ways that I would see this often as an attorney is with discovery, for example. You know, they would hand over, you know, if it's supposed to be 12 months of bank statements, they would hand over 11 months worth. And so, you know, you have to go through and you realize, oh, July is missing. So then you have to go back and you have to ask for July. Or they didn't provide, you know, they would only provide the first page and not the rest of the pages. So you'd have to go back and you'd have to ask for the rest of the pages. Or they would only provide, you know, this bank and not the rest of the banks. And you'd have to go back. And then, and you know that they're doing it simply just to torment you, simply just to laugh, simply just to like make you have to score, make you have to do the work, make you have to go through the extra steps, right? It's that sort of thing, right? So those are the kinds of things I'm talking about with withholding the truth. It's not lying, but also not telling the entire truth. So that's number two. Number three is the one that I actually find to be one of the more bizarre things when it comes to dealing with narcissists, but there it is, which is sex. Narcissists will literally withhold sex from their partners. You would think that they enjoy having their partner want to have sex with them, want their partner to want them. They are very strange when it comes to that. I don't know, but they don't seem to like it when their partner is initiating sex with them. And so it's a very strange thing. I've actually did a whole video on narcissists and sex. It's definitely a control issue. So, you know, even with men, you know, they don't like their females to be initiating sex with them. And, you know, they don't like kissing. They don't like that intimacy. They withhold sex to torment their partners, to torment you. And let me just tell you, you deserve better. I think a lot of times empaths, you know, there was a lot of trauma in our backgrounds as well as empaths. And because of that, you know, we feel like we only deserve a certain amount of affection, or we only got used to a certain amount of affection in our lives. And, you know, it's hard because you become trauma bonded to a certain person. And this hot cold thing is part of the way you become trauma bonded as well. And so it's a very difficult thing, you know, this whole sexual thing. But you deserve better. You deserve better. You also need to get psychological help and support from others around you. You deserve better. All of us deserve to live our best lives. We deserve to live life to the highest intention that God intended for our souls, which is amazing. And it is not to be squashed. It is not to be made small. And nobody deserves that. And people treat people in a way that is commensurate with the way they feel about themselves. So if people are treating you poorly, it is because they feel poorly about themselves inside. It has nothing to do with you. So you cannot take it personally. And sex is one of those things that it's hard not to take personally, because you feel like, oh my God, I must not be attractive or whatever. But I want you to know it has nothing to do with you personally, okay? Number four, the next thing that narcissists do is they withhold genuine praise. Genuine praise, okay? You know, they may say good things at the beginning to love bomb you. They may also say good things in public to make themselves look good about you. But in private, no. And also, you know, especially with covert narcissists, there's always sort of that underlying competitiveness, that underlying jealousy, you know, and even with grandiose narcissists as well. And so, you know that there's always sort of like they're not feeling good about you. You know, they may say, hey, you look great, you look beautiful, or whatever, but there's always sort of this agenda. Remember, everything they do is a manipulation. Everything they do is a manipulation. So, you know, keep that in mind and remember that. All right. So they withhold genuine praise. They're jealous. They're jealous of you. So that's number four. Number five is obvious, very obvious. One of the major things that narcissists withhold is resources, money, information, you know, social, emotional, informational, financial, you know, any kind of resources that they think that you're going to need, then they will withhold that. You know, whatever it is that they think that you want or you need, they don't want you to have access to it. They will withhold that from you. All right. So especially in negotiations, especially when things are breaking down, because, you know, narcissists are either for you or against you. And if things are breaking down, if you're going into that discard phase, then they think that you are against them. And then you become public enemy number one. All right. And so that's when they're going to go after you, and they're going to go after anything that they think that you want.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Tune in next week for another edition of Negotiate Your Best Life. Remember, if you want more ways to slay and you want more ways to be supported, you can always join my membership at joinslay.com/slay. You can always subscribe to my YouTube channel, and you can always grab my free Crush My Negotiation prep worksheet at winmynegotiation.com. Remember that today is a great day to start negotiating your best life, and I will definitely catch you in the next episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. Thanks so much for listening.